Gracias. Thank you. He was able to see by Krishna's will, by his Gotamaya potency, he was able to see the Vrindavan in which Krishna would be present there with his Mara, with all the cows and cowherd boys and ponies. In the evening time, just as the sun is setting, and the beautiful scene of Vrindavan is manifesting, and all the dust from the cows is settling on the earth. So wonderful picnic, that Vrindavan, before Krishna had left, he saw how the cows were running here and there, cows were jumping, and how the houses were decorated, and all the sounds of glorification of Sri Krishna's pastime from the brother Gopi and Gopala. And the Uddhava became so enthralled by this vision. Then at that time, suddenly like a curtain coming down on the scene of the drama, Uddhava now saw that Sri Krishna was devastated completely by separation from Krishna. The day that Krishna had left, in the whole of Nanda and Yashoda, no cooking had gone on. There were only cobwebs. No one was taking care of their bodies and looking after themselves. Only those people from Sri Lanka were bringing some good products to them.
Thank you. We'll be back in a minute. I'm sorry.
For 2 months. And then he observed during that time what kind of training
spiritual group that uses the example that just like when you are standing next to the Himalayan mountain, you are standing at the base of the mountain and you are looking up very high, high. Your head goes all the way back. The hat that you are wearing on your head falls off because it is so high, so insurmountably high. And in this way, Buddha, he witnessed the training of the Vrajagopis, and he saw that his brain cannot even approach there, that he cannot even expect to desire such training. Therefore, he prayed, Asana hold, Charanare to Trishama Ham Shyam, Vrindavane, Kimapikulma Rakosha Dina, Yamdusya Yam, Sudinamarika Patam Sakiva, Pay Jodhu Mukunda Panade, Shushir Vrindavane. He prayed that I want, that I will be able to take birth here in Praja, and the just the greatest grass, and the shrub, and the creeper, and that I can take this one particle of dust, just out of a one dust particle from the lotus feet of the Virgin Gopi, and particularly from that one Virgin Gopi, Srimati Radharani. I want that that one particle of dust will come on my head constantly. Therefore, I only pray that I can become a blade of grass because these gopis are so great. Even all the Vedas, they are searching after Krishna. If Krishna is inconceivable and unattainable, even by all the Vedas, but yet, these Vrajagopis, they have attained Krishna by their devotion and love, so much so that they have been able to give up that which is completely insurmountable. The chains which bind you up to the social etiquette of this world, which is impossible for the young people to give up. They have abandoned that and gone to Krishna. Therefore, I desire only to become a blade of grass. And then he chanted the glories of the Vrajagopis. Oh, Pande Vrajasam, Radharajastrinam, Padarinam Ramikshasam, Yasa Harikatodhikam, Purati Puranastrayam. The chanting of the Vrajagopis, of Sri Krishna's glory, is so purified and transcendental and exalted that this purifies the entire universe. So all glories to the Vrajagopis. So that desire of Uddhava Ji, it was heard by Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna awarded Uddhava his desire that he prayed for to take birth in this very place. So all the shrubs in this place, they're actually a manifestation of Uddhava Ji. And 5,000 years ago, after Krishna departed from this world, in Dwarka, Sri Uddhava was there as the queen to Krishna. They were feeling intense separation from Krishna. So Uddhava manifested here. He came here, but the Shandilya Rishi came with the grandson of Krishna, Maharaj Patranama. Shandilya Rishi came here with Maharaj Vajranama and all of the queens of Dwarka. And when they came to this very place, they began to perform Sankirtan. And in that Sankirtan, all of the associates of Krishna began to manifest from this very place. Uddhava Ji himself manifested from all the shrubs and creatures. And he came out and began dancing and singing in Mahasankirtan. Words of a chanting and dancing in separation mood, and then Radha and Krishna and their infinite gopis immediately also manifested in this Raha called Kirtan. So in this very place, Uddhava Kunda, all these wonderful pastimes took place. So this is our first stop on our Radha Kunda Parikrama. Now we will walk from here to Sri Radha Kunda. So Uddhava Ji is staying here some little distance from Radha Kunda, worshipping from a distance. We should also understand that this praying of the Vrajagopis is so high and exalted, it is unattainable by us. We must worship this praying above our heads and constantly chant the glory of the Vrajagopis and Srimati Radhika. So on this day, we are so fortunate to come here, to come to Radha Kunda under the guidance of our beloved Gurudev. We should bow down in the dust of this place. That's for the blessing of Sri Uddhava Ji, that we will also have this realization in our hearts of the great glory of the Blessed Holy Spirit. Glory of the Lord on thee. She is the Queen of Jesus. She is the Queen of Jesus. She is our husband, the Lord Jesus. Sri Ramana, 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 Sri Ramana,